Support for KPLU comes from ArtsWA, the Washington State Arts Commission, a catalyst for the arts. More information about grants, arts and education, art in public spaces, and support of the arts in Washington State at arts.wa.gov.
It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison. You know, John, when I first heard this song, Foxy Lady, by Jimi Hendrix from the album Are You Experienced in 1967, I had never heard music sound like this, and I had never heard of Jimi Hendrix. It was like this whole big package of psychedelia dropped from the sky.
Well, yeah, it is kind of like he came out of nowhere. Within a year of releasing this album, he had become the world's largest grossing concert performer, and he was also revolutionizing guitar playing.
Okay, but aside from the fact that we know that he came from Seattle, what are his musical roots?
Well, he really got serious about music after he got out of the Army in the early 60s and went on what then was called the Chitlin Circuit, we'd call the R&B Circuit, playing with people like Little Richard and the Isley Brothers. Here's a track from 1965 when he was out with Curtis Knight. This is a track called California Nights.
This is pretty interesting. You can hear that Jimmy is a wonderful guitar player, but here he's a wonderful blues guitar player. I'm not hearing that signature Hendrix sound yet.
Okay, well, check out this tune from about the same time when Hendrix was playing with the Isley Brothers. He's really starting to get some unusual sounds out of the guitar.
And as Jimi Hendrix developed as a guitar player, getting better and better and sounding more like the Hendrix that we would come to know, he began upstaging the people he was hired to back up.
Well, yeah, if you're upstaging people like the Isley Brothers and Little Richard, it's not really a good career move for a sideman. So Jimmy stopped getting hired after a while, and he was scuffling around for work living in Harlem. And in what seems today like a genius move, Jimi Hendrix relocated himself to Greenwich Village, where he really started to get support and recognition for his talent.
And this is where the story really gets good. One night at one of his gigs, he met a woman named Linda Keith. She was a British fashion model.
And coincidentally, the girlfriend of Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards.
Right, so you'd think she'd know a great rock guitar player when she saw one, and she did. After the gig, they went out on the town. They wound up dropping acid. The first time Jimi Hendrix had ever taken LSD, they spent the night tripping and listening over and over to a brand new album called Blonde on Blonde by Bob Dylan. And the next morning, basically, Jimmy woke up with a rewired head and a patron. Linda Keith was determined to help make Jimmy a star.
And this is where the real transformation happens really quite quickly. Linda Keith hooks Jimi Hendrix up with a manager. The manager takes him to London, puts a band together, and within the space of a year, Jimi Hendrix becomes the world's most famous rock guitar player. But it's not just about fame, because his guitar playing, his style, his technique, his use of technology, he completely redefined what a guitar could do and the sounds that it could make. It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison.
You can podcast Behind the Beat, listen to the complete versions of all the songs we featured, and check out our web post at kplu.org.